Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Chicago bringing us back, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. David Dossi is our guest. Gallagher and Dossi is the name of the law firm. David, we need your website. Tell people how they can help. Tell our folks how they can find you online.
Our website is invention-protection.com.
And what will we find when we get there?
Oh, we have all sorts of articles. I think close to 100 articles on intellectual property. And
that's free,
more importantly,
right?
Yeah, it's free. And the past year, we've added a video library.
Ooh.
So you can go there and
can
watch videos.
Can I see
videos.
Your face?
I talked my partner into doing it because I'm more of a radio.
You got a face for radio, is that
exactly.
What you're
exactly.
Well, folks, I know that's not true. I've seen David. I've seen his picture. But anyway, so invention-protection, a lot of free stuff there, and they can kind of get an idea about how you guys work and a little bit of your approach to things. And folks, and you have customers clients all over the country, don't you?
Yes.
Including me. So check it out, folks, invention-protection.com. As you know, David's got a lot of important things to say, and I'm sure he can help you. David, as I said at the break, you used the term portfolio, and you meant intellectual property portfolio. And I think that maybe some people might say, well, you know, what is that? Give us an example.
Well, traditionally people think of an intellectual property portfolio as including your patents, your patent applications, your trademarks, your copyrights, but for a lot of small businesses, when you're starting up, the intellectual property portfolio includes things like your exclusive agreements with, you know, a software vendor. So if you outsource software development, if you have the ace in a field locked up that they can only work with you on particular industry or a problem, you know, that's incredibly valuable.
Right.
And so the IP portfolio includes a lot more than just patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
It includes your trade secrets.
Trade secrets, these agreements I'm talking about.
Tell the audience, remind them what a trade secret is, because everybody listening to you has some trade secret.
Right. Yeah, small businesses always underestimate the value of their trade
always.
Secrets. And so a trade secret is just knowledge that you've acquired, and you have, the key is you have to have taken steps to keep that secret. Keep
it could
the information
be. It could
secret.
Just be a better way to manage inventory.
Right. And, you know, we've talked about this in the past, but today with everything so digital and freely copyable and transferable, a thumb drive can be the demise of a small business
right.
with a disgruntled employee. So the key with the trade secrets is you've got to take steps to protect
them. It.
So if you're a small company like us, we have five people, you know, you might limit a drive on the network to only certain people, and at least you're doing something to protect that information.
The main thing is, folks, recognize that you have intellectual property.
Well, and I tell people, oftentimes, even if you're just a local courier business,
mm-hmm.
knowing the most efficient route, if you know you always have to
deliver
to the
traffic patterns and
right.
things like that.
Well, and think of, I think it's the UPS commercials now, or no, it's Walmart, where they talk about their shipping, and they have, you know, perfected their shipping system that they save millions of dollars
mm-hmm.
of fuel every day by doing that. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, scale that down. If you're a small business and you can save $500 a month on fuel, you know, that's $500
Absolutely.
You can spend on something else.
And so the main thing is, folks, if you know that, if you know something, that is your intellectual property. It's not a patent. It's not a trademark. But that's what you know. It's your knowledge. And somehow you've converted that into execution of your business.
And so I
just want to say, folks, protect that. Guard it. Value it. Realize that what it is. And then build off of that and continue to build out your intellectual property portfolio.
And if you're making it available to everyone in your company, the $10 an hour summer intern is going to take that information to his next job.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't protect it.
Right, and that may have cost you $100,000 to develop that information.
Just like that financial company I told you about, when they started out doing their software for their own business, they probably just thought it was a tool to make their business better. They didn't realize they were actually creating intellectual property that somebody else would want.
Absolutely. And I think another one with the portfolio is, I can't emphasize enough, licensing. When you're a startup, that if you recognize and you can obtain a license that's exclusive to your industry, and you do it on a song and a dance because the person licensing that IP may have never thought of getting into that industry.
Mm-hmm.
That could be worth millions of dollars.
It could be worth a lot. David, invention-protection.com, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
David Dossie, ladies and gentlemen. We always get smarter when David joins us. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.